Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way a tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here. For the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. We got Eddie House, the NBA champion, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent. I've had a great day and looking forward to a great show.
Yes, on a Worship Wednesday, a lot to do, a lot to talk about, and I'm ready to roll as well.
All right, well, let's introduce the Odd Couple, Chris. You said it is a Worship Wednesday, the man in charge of the twos, the ones, and the twos, our man DJ Alex Tyshirt. The super producer Rob G is back in full effect as he was yesterday, fresh off of a COVID illness, but he's back and better than ever. On the updates is our man Nick Cope again.
No, wait a
back
minute.
To back days.
Nick Diet Cope. Remember that. You got to give him his nickname.
Okay.
Diet Coke!
I hope that's not in the stand up Friday night.
Well, hey, speaking of that, and I know Elijah, you're going to mention him, our social
Elijah
media guru.
Elijah Sabunia, the yes. social media guru.
But he's Rob G and Alex, I've talked to them. I'm leaving Chris at 7 o'clock after the show, going straight to the comedy club and doing my routine. And I want Alex to walk out and not do the Jason Smith and Mike Harmon show. Make sure you call in for a backup, Alex.
That's fair. I'm like SAG. I'm going on strike.
Okay. And Rob G, instead of driving home, he's going to drive to the comedy club, yuck it up with me for an hour.
Is that true? Are they going to do that?
Hello. That's why I'm saying this. I'm trying to convince
him. He's putting it on street right now, see?
Oh, I'm putting it on Front Street.
That's cool. So you putting out there that you want Alex to call in sick.
No, I want him to work just part of the show.
You're putting it out with national air.
Alex, can you work just our show?
I don't know how smart that was.
You know, I'll do my magic, Rob. I think I can make it work.
You can make it work. Let USC Chris or somebody come in for the last 4 hours.
Well, there's some young starving artists.
And Rob G, will your wife and family, will they disown you if you stop off to the comedy club, laugh?
Rob G just don't want to go.
Rob G, you don't want to come see me? Oh, he's not even talking.
Rob G just like, man, come on, man.
Really? Rob G, thanks.
I heard all the jokes.
No, Rob G.
It's
going to
be like a segment of The Odd Couple.
No, when we're doing
the funny guy, me.
When we're doing the podcast, he's doubled over. He's laughing at my jokes.
Yeah, I bet.
Right, Rob G? And now you don't want to show up. Oh, wow.
Just nothing.
He's totally off the mic.
Crickets.
Thanks.
Crickets. All right. Well, anyway, we are about to get this party started with the NFL. And Rob, the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending world champions, they've won 2 Super Bowls in, the last 4 years? And their best defensive player now, coming off his best season of his career, arguably, first team All-Pro, defensive tackle, top 10 player according to the NFL.com's player poll. Chris Jones wants a contract extension and he wants it now. He's got 1 year left on his deal and he is holding out of training camp because he wants Aaron Donald type money. And obviously Aaron Donald has been the king of the defensive line for, past decade. And he's the highest paid guy, $31.6 million a year. Quinnen Williams is now second, way behind at $24 million a year. 4 years, $96 million deal he just did with the Jets. And my guess is the Chiefs want Chris Jones to settle somewhere within there. But I think he wants Aaron Donald money or more. And so he's sitting out. And Brett Veach, the GM, has said, Rob, they are not trading him. He said, this isn't Tyreek Hill. Well, we traded Tyreek. We couldn't match his price or didn't want to match his price. And we're not trading Chris Jones. And he even said that when they traded Tyreek, part of it was because they knew Chris Jones' deal was about to come up and they were going to have to do something with him. My thing is this, Rob, and you and I have disagreed. I don't mind if a quarterback wants to take a little less money than he could get to help other players get more money and keep them on the team, other great players, so they can win more. But what we are seeing with the Kansas City Chiefs is when Patrick Mahomes gave them a team-friendly deal, signed for, 12 years? 10 years? 12 years? So that they could be flexible with this contract and give more money to other key players to keep them. Travis Kelce is making less than he could get elsewhere. And they are both doing it because they want to win. And how in the world, when Tyreek is gone, all right, they won without him. You're not winning, I don't think, without Chris Jones. So where is the money? And, Rob, I am with you in that if the owners aren't going to give the other players the money that a Mahomes and a Kelce in this, but mainly Mahomes, have given up, have left on the table, then don't leave the money on the table.
So you've come around because you're just seeing that they're not. I'm just saying.
I'm not like you got to get every last penny. I'm with Mahomes' mentality, but I'm saying it seems like they may be taking advantage of him.
And that's the way you have to look at it, Chris. And that's my issue. There's a couple things on why I'm against it. A, it doesn't seem to trickle down to the other players. So you sounds good. Oh, yeah, well, we got money left over so we could keep our players and we could keep it together and we can win. Then you have the other problem, Chris, of a bad general manager who might mismanage the money that you're giving up, right? And then the other part is maybe the owner wants to pocket it and say, don't spend it. You know what I mean? Right. We got Mahomes at a discount. Are you kidding? I'm not spending that. I'm putting that in my pocket. Those are the issues. And I don't think that that's a player's job, right? They tell you, just play. Don't worry about the other stuff. Oh, unless it's money. Then they want you to be a de facto right. GM because there's money involved. But if you were to go and say, hire this coach or get this player, Chris, they tell you to worry about what you're doing, right? You're not the GM. You're not ownership. Worry about playing. And the Tom Brady thing, and we've talked about this before, you know, with just what the Patriots did during those years when Tom was taking less, Chris, is according to the Boston Globe, this is not Robopedia, okay? This is the Boston Globe. New England only spent more than the NFL average once in Tom Brady's last seven seasons. That was 2019 with the team. They also spent below the league average in seven of his last 10 years, including in Super Bowls years 14, 16, 17, and 18. So the savings Brady gave them never actually reached other players. That's why it's a bad thing for players to do that, to give a team a hometown discount, to give them a team-friendly package. There's no reason. The thing is set up for the way, and if you're not going to guarantee me, unless you put it in writing, Chris, that if you don't spend this extra $40 million, then it goes back to me and you pay it down the road in deferred payments if it's not spent. If we're not at the league average or above, then I want that money back because the agents need to get on this. This is ridiculous for players to have to give up money for nothing.
Totally agree. And I love that idea of you can put a clause in your contract. Patrick Mahomes has, and I don't want to make him out to seem like an angel, but he has pure intentions in this situation. He is saying, I am going to leave some money on the table. I'm going to leave you. Rob G, what is Mahomes now? The seventh highest paid quarterback, and we get the way
and
it
dropping
works,
that, right, it just,
you know,
have,
when
right.
guys come up, you know, they're gonna make more money, but there's no doubt he left some money on the table, and he did it because he wants to win, which I love. He did it because he wanted other teammates to be able to get more money so they could stay on the team and win Super Bowls. That's great, but it seems like he should have, and Rob, like you said, you need to have a clause in there. If we don't spend the money I'm leaving on the table, then that money comes to me. Simple as that. Simple as that. And that's where I don't like these teams taking advantage of the players. And Rob, when Brady was in his last year with New England, I was saying he clearly can't carry mediocre skilled position players like he used to. He did it for years. They won a lot of Super Bowls, obviously, but now he can't do it. And I was saying what New England should do, rather than let him walk, go out and upgrade the skill position.
Right. That was what should have happened, and especially with the money that they saved over those years. They had money, Chris. And you know New England is famous. Ty Law, there's about 50, Rob G, you probably could get a list of 10 players who contributed to those Super Bowls who were shown the door and never got paid.
Prematurely.
Right.
That's why, and I don't agree with this, but a lot of people are saying, you know, they could fire, if they don't play well this year, that they should fire Belichick. And part of it is that, hey, Belichick was showing everybody the door. You know, when their time was up, even though they, you know, it seemed premature in a lot of cases, he didn't worry about, oh, they had contributed to this Super Bowl and that Super Bowl. He just got rid of them.
Can you imagine being, though, Chris, like a Ty Law and those guys up there in New England, and, you know, it's all about Brady, which is fine because that's the quarterback, gets all the glory, but they never got paid. Do you know what I mean? In New England, right. They were a part of, they never got their payday. And in the NFL, I think that's a shame. Because you give of yourself more than any other sport, Chris. You give of yourself, and you're going to be reminded almost every day when you wake up and get out of that bed what you put yourself through.
Well, and the thing, too, is, and look, obviously the higher paid guys are making money that, you know, is just almost beyond spendable, you know. But these guys are done playing in their mid to late 30s.
They got a long way to go,
right,
Chris.
They got a long way. And you
try to find out why all these guys got podcasts and trying to get in the media.
Oh, absolutely.
It's because they need jobs. Don't kid yourself.
Some of these dudes need money,
they need jobs.
If a running back makes $10 million for his career, and I'm not talking about obviously Saquon's getting that for this one season, but let's say a good running back, not awesome, but good, people know his name, he makes $10 million for his career. The way things are going now, that's got to hold him. Remember, that's $5 million, $6 million with taxes, whatever. And then he's spending as he's playing. That's got to hold him the rest of his life, him and his family. And so, like you said, Rob, a lot of these guys, they're working because they want to keep making more money or need to make more money. So that's why they need to get paid. Mahomes obviously is set financially, even though he's taking less, but I don't like to see him being taken advantage of, if indeed that's the case. And Rob, these franchises are appreciating like crazy.
Chris, the owners aren't making money, and they're not taking. They're not saying, "Hey, you know what, fans? I'm making so much money. Let me give you a discount on your tickets. I'll give you a hometown discount, Chris, on season tickets, or I'll give you a hometown discount so you're not paying $17 for a beer, Chris. I know you don't drink beer like that, and I don't either, but the guys I know, when they go to ball games, a beer is $17, Chris.
It's ridiculous.
$17 for a beer.
That is ludicrous. That's just taking advantage of the people.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying they shouldn't do with the players.
Right.
That's what they're doing. They know you ain't going to – you can't leave the
stadium. You can't leave,
to get a
beer. Right. Exactly. And you want a beer while you're watching the game and wash down a couple of dogs, right? So what's your option? You have none.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Kansas City Chiefs taking advantage of Patrick Mahomes' pure intentions of wanting to win by not taking care of Chris Jones and previously Tyreek Hill? Your thoughts and what should Mahomes do next here on the iCouple? 877-99 on Fox. We want to help you. We want to hear you chime in on this topic.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, the Odd Couple. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All that protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Chiefs taking advantage of Patrick Mahomes' generosity by not paying Chris Jones and previously Tyreek Hill? And what should the all-pro quarterback do about it? Your thoughts.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Jax in Kansas City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
Mr. Parker, thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
My good brother, Chris Broussard. What's up, Noob?
What up, Noob? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm beautiful, brother. Just out here on a beautiful day in KC. So,
all right, that's great.
I've been waiting to take, you know, get a chance to talk about this for months. Every time it comes up, I don't get in. But absolutely, the Chiefs are not taking advantage of Patrick Mahomes. First of all, we have to understand that Patrick Mahomes grew up the son of a Major League Baseball player. Like, he did not come into this where he's got to get his whole family a car and a house. He only got to buy his mama a house. His mama house is good. So he has a totally different focus. That's why he's invested in the Royals. He's invested in the soccer team in this city. His wife is a major investor in the women's soccer team, who's building the only female-only sports facility in the country.
Okay,
right now.
I get all that. But
we know
that
he doesn't need the money.
Nobody. The owners don't need the money house. Either.
Right.
The owners don't need the money. They're billionaires.
Aren't they supposed to? He left the money on the table so they'd spend it on other players.
That.
So explain that.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, Jack. That's what you're talking about. The owner has not saying half-price tickets to everybody because I have enough money.
Right, right. Understood. Brett Veach don't need the money either. Or not Brett Veach, but the Hunt family.
Well, and the thing is that I know that you guys always, especially Rob, always say that the salary cap is just a figment of our imagination. But I'm telling you, I saw the former general manager here, the guy who ended up in Cleveland, he got fired from here 1 year because he couldn't sign all of his draft picks and his starting wide receiver, who was Jeremy Maclin. So the salary cap is real.
I agree with you on that.
My point is, I get it, but it's a made up. Thanks for the call, Jack. It's a made up number that you have a business. You can't spend more money than you take in, otherwise you go out of business. That's your budget. That's your cap. It's automatic business.
What I think they do, Rob, is roughly 50%, like in the NBA, roughly 50% of the basketball-related income is the salary cap. I mean, that's basically, it's similar, you know, somewhat like that. That's
a very basic way of explaining it. You know, I mean, and we've had
people
in the front office who say you don't have to do it, that there's ways around it. You could pay people. You could have bonuses. You could kick the can down the road if you really want to. It's not like you can't.
It's a much softer cap, it seems.
It's not a hard cap.
The NBA's cap is soft, too, but it's harder, it seems, than the NFL's. You can't be renegotiating contracts and all that.
No.
They give extensions early, Rob, is so they can push money down the line.
Down the road. One more guy in Kansas City, Jake, Chris. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jake?
What's going on, guys? Everybody in Kansas City fired up about this.
Yeah, so what's the deal? What do you think?
So if you look, the Chiefs are the second least on salary cap, like you were just talking about, and you're wondering where the money went. Justin Reed, Joe Tooney, Juwan Taylor we just signed. So it's getting spent.
Where'd you say they rank as far as the
But they don't have money for Kelsey and Jones?
They're the second least against the cap. They got the second least money.
Right. So what you have to do is that's when you renegotiate some deals.
Yeah, but
that's the general manager's job. That's what he's supposed to do, is to balance the budget, is to make it fit. That's not the player's job to do that. And there are bad general managers, Chris, who mishandle the money. Give the money to the wrong people, and then you're up a creek. That's all. Thanks for the call, Jake. Appreciate it.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. You guys will be able to weigh in every hour. Of course, we got Eddie House around the corner as we switch to the NBA. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's move to the NBA. We got our man Eddie House. Eddie, what's up, man?
What's going on, brothers? How y'all doing?
We're good. Let's get right to it. Gilbert Arenas said recently on his podcast that he spoke with Tyronn Lue, and Ty Lue said that Russell Westbrook is the leader that team needed because they didn't have one. And obviously they had Kawhi, they had Paul George, they had some other players, but he's saying they didn't have a leader until Westbrook got there. You agree with that statement?
I have to agree with it if that's what the man said. You know, he's in the locker room and around these guys all the time. And Ty Lue is super smart, right? There's no way that he would say that and it would fall on the players as disrespect. I believe that those players respect Russell Westbrook to the utmost, and those statements just solidify the way that those other players felt about him. We all know Paul George is not the A guy. You know, he's... Right. Is a good number two. We know that Kawhi has been an A guy, but he doesn't carry himself, or he's not vocal enough to some people to be an A guy. You know what I mean? To be an A guy. So at times he's in between because of his lack thereof. And leadership is doing everything. Is out there actually showing it, but being vocal and holding guys accountable. And so if Ty Lue says that, then we got to take it as gospel.
I can't believe Ty Lue said that in a conversation that he wanted that to be public.
No, it probably was off the
record. I just think, Chris, remember who was the other guy? Williams did the same thing to Kevin Durant. They were at a Christmas party and talking, and he went out and told everybody on ESPN their private conversation. I don't understand.
That's where
ain't no way Ty Lue said that to him and expected that to be broadcast, because I don't know what you get from that, Chris. And Eddie, do you get anything from that?
I don't think you could get anything from that unless it is the actual truth. Now, if it's the truth, then the truth falls however it falls. And you know, some people going to be in the way of it. Some people going to see it falling and take it for what it is. It was what it is. And, you know, you could try to figure out what he really meant. But I know Ty Lue, right? And I know that he stand on his. At the end of the day, he said it. So if he said it, it must be true.
I'm not saying if he said it, but I don't believe that was a public consumption.
Conversation. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying,
Eddie. I agree.
Eddie.
But, hey, if he didn't tell Arenas, I agree with you, but he – he got to make sure Arenas is part of the media now, or at least he considers himself.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
That was like that, in confidentiality.
Yeah, I don't think
it was a conversation. And even if, Eddie, you know this, Eddie, Chris, we all know stuff that people tell us, right, that we use for background and for information to be able to form our opinions. But that doesn't mean I dime out whoever told me that. I mean,
if Ty Lue didn't say this is off the record – I mean, technically, Arenas can, you know, use it, but he's going to burn. What he did was probably burnt that bridge.
Right.
Ty Lue never going to tell him anything again like that. But anyway, Eddie, let's go to D-Wade and Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce said he's a better player than Dwayne Wade. Now, you played with both. What do you think about that statement?
I mean, how else is he supposed to feel? He's a top 75.
Well, okay, let me ask it different. Who's better?
Who is better than them? Who? You know, that's a tough – we're talking about 275 greats. They both are great in their own right. They both do great things in their own right. If you ask me this, last second shot, who do I want taking that shot? I want Paul Pierce taking that shot. You know, if I need – and even if I need to get a stop, because I've seen LeBron get stops on – I mean, I've seen Paul get stops on LeBron at times. You know, in big time moments. So, that's a tough one, man. That's like,
hey, Eddie, stop hemming and hawing. Stop hemming and hawing. Who are you picking? It ain't the end of the world.
I'm telling you, I just told you, I wouldn't be mad at either one.
No, but we don't want that.
Picking Pierce. It sounds like you're picking Paul Pierce.
You said Pierce, you want him to make the shot, and Pierce can make the stop.
Who's going to take the last? I want Paul Pierce taking my last shot.
So you want Paul Pierce?
I asked who was better. I didn't ask who you want taking the last shot.
Man, why? See, y'all dirty, man. Them is both my partners right there, man. And, you know, y'all put me in a hard spot, but I'm going to take Pete. I'm going to take Pete.
All right, okay.
So does that mean Dwayne Wade won't talk to you because you picked
that's not what that means. Hey, that don't even matter. But what I'm saying is I look at P in the way he could score a different way. He could post up. He's a three-level scorer. So is Dwayne. But I think P hit the three a little bit better than him.
Yeah, Dwayne wasn't a three-point shooter.
Yeah, so I have to give him the edge on that.
All right. I mean, we're not trying to, like,
we were asked yesterday.
Hit me in the corner.
What was it? Somebody said Wade was, like, significantly better. We said we think Wade was better.
But not significantly.
Yeah, it was. They were both great.
We had a problem with that word significant.
Right.
I feel you on that. But whoever's looking at it, it's like, I look at D-Wade, you know, one of the best stop blocking guards, if not the best stop blocking guards that I've seen. Right, coming and catching, you know, meeting guys at the rim type stuff that you really don't see, blocking a guy's fadeaway jump shot. Yeah, I mean, so it all depends on what your flavor is and what you're really looking for. But when I get down to it, I'm like, okay, if I needed this guy in this situation, who do I trust more in that situation? Not that D-Wade can't get down and make big-time game-winning shots. We've seen it. But I'm taking Pete. You know, I'm just taking Paul.
Let me ask you this, because we got about a minute left. Did you want something, Rob?
No, I was just going to ask him about Tony Parker in the Hall of Fame, but go ahead.
I've caught a lot of flack for saying Dirk Nowitzki is not a top 20 all-time player, and that Charles Barkley and Karl Malone were better, in my view. Where are you at on that? You obviously faced Dirk and – you know, saw him at his best.
I'm with you on that. I would take Carl and that, but still, Dirk is a badass.
Yeah, boy. Absolutely. I'm not saying he wasn't awesome, too.
A straight Stone Cold killer, but we're talking about when you look at the body of work and the way that these guys did it. Not only did they do it offensively, they also did it defensively. And, then, you know, they played with a force, both of those guys. You talk about the mailman and Barkley. They played with a different force than Dirk played with. Dirk is more like away from the basket. He's going to fade away. Where these guys was going through you, they was blocking shots. So I mean, you can't lose with none of those guys, but at the same time, whoever put that ain't cool. I'm not rolling with that. I got Barkley and Karl Malone over him for sure.
That was our man, Eddie House. He's happy to be off the hot seat.
I know, my God.
Man, I mean, y'all, look at why y'all do me like that. Yeah. Hey. I got all these other topics except that one right there.
Hey, Eddie, wipe that barbecue sauce off your back. You good now.
All right, E, man, have a great week, brother.
Y'all too, man.
All right, Shekel City's next. And Rob Parker's not having it with Ron Rivera. Too little. Too late.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/Odd Couple. That's BetterHelp.com/Odd Couple. It's time for Shekel City.
Yes.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Best bet. Padres got shut out last night, 2-0 by Seattle. I'm going to go back to the well. I'm going with San Diego, -1.5 runs in Seattle, Chris. That game is coming up tonight. That's my best bet. I have the Dodgers -1.5 taking on the D-backs in Arizona. I'll do that game. And the Yankees won last night in Chicago. I'm going to take them again tonight, minus 1.5 runs, as they play the White Sox in the Windy City. So the best bet, Padres minus 1.5 in Seattle. Also taking the Dodgers on the road in Arizona. And I'm taking the Yankees on the road as well against Chicago, minus 1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, Ron Rivera, we talked yesterday about his comments about Eric Bieniemy, his wide receivers being quote-unquote concerned about Bieniemy's intensity, i.e. yelling. And Rivera, Rob, he you know, it became a big story, so he came out today and apologized. Here he is.
We talked about it, and it was just, I basically told him, I put my foot in my mouth. What I said wasn't as clear as it needed to be. I think everybody's making, in my opinion, a little bit more than needs to be made of this.
Yeah, Chris, we talked about it. Dude, why? Why put that in the atmosphere? Once you do that, you damage Eric Bieniemy. I don't care what... And, Chris, if they get off to a bad start, oh, see, the defense, oh, yeah. They don't believe in him. Whatever, whatever. Oh, offense, and it did make – right, at the offense. And it did make the players sound weak.
This is why I can't get a job.
Yeah,
you know,
and then it, 100%. So you painted him into a terrible corner on a franchise, Chris, that I hate to break it to you. I don't expect Eric Bieniemy to be able to land a job because of the job he did with the Washington football team or the Commanders. So he's in a tight spot, and it gets even worse. He could have easily sidestepped that. You don't need to let the media know. I'm in the media. Is it good for us? Absolutely. We love it, Chris. But it's not good for your team, and it's not good for your coach. It was a bad move. And once it's out, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. It's done.
You bring up an interesting point about Bieniemy, like, you know, getting a head coaching job from here.
Not from there.
If and I don't think it's going to happen, but if he came in there this year and that offense was lights out, played great football, their defense is pretty good, so they'd be, let's say they're winning, and, you know, the offense has just got his fingerprints all over it. I do think, Rob, he could get a head job. Like, this... I think, especially with Rivera putting it out like this, maybe that would get him that job finally. I don't expect any of that to happen. I'm just saying I don't think it's impossible. But I agree with you. Look, Rivera, Rob, as you notice, is well respected and admired throughout the league. He seems like a legitimately great stand-up guy. But he might be too – because this isn't the first time this has happened. He's too forthcoming with the media. And in one respect, it's like, hey, he's honest. But some stuff just doesn't need to be out there. Rob, I don't advertise everything me and my wife do.
You should.
If we have an argument, I'm not giving you, yes, we've argued. We have arguments. Every married couple does. I'm not about to give you blow by blow.
Right, and tell
arguments.
You what happened.
Right. I could just say, hey, we sometimes you argue, of course, you're a married couple, it happens. You know, you don't need to know all the details. And that's what Rivera has to learn. I mean, at this point, he should know it. Remember last year, Rob, when he said the quarterbacks was the problem for them?
Yep.
And it became a big story, a big distraction. And that's what this is. And you're right, Rob, if they don't get off to a good start, then it's going to be all types of storylines coming out of this situation. When he said, you know, what Bieniemy, if the offense struggles, Bieniemy could be under fire. If the offense struggles, the receivers could catch fire because they're quote unquote soft and can't stand being yelled at. So, all right, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.